It is 4:15, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Theme week of Christmas characters around the world, episode three. What do you have for us today?
So far, we've talked about Christmas characters from Germany and from Italy. So today,
what's left?
We're talking about one from France.
That's it, France.
Yes.
Right.
And we're talking, and you know, the first one we talked about, Belsnickel. Kind of scary from Germany.
Very
Befana,
scary.
Befana, not so scary
no,
from Italy.
No, cute, adorable.
Even though she was a witch.
Yeah.
Today, sort of scary. Kind of an in-between.
Okay.
Kind of an in-between.
All right.
And his name is Père Fouettard.
I'm sorry, Père
Fouettard.
Okay.
And that means Father Whipper or Old Man Whipper.
Father Whipper?
Yes.
Like a whip.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Nice.
So he is a character who accompanies St. Nicholas on his rounds during St. Nicholas Day on December 6th, dispensing lumps of coal and or beatings to naughty children.
I'll take the coal.
And or beatings. To naughty children while St. Nicholas gives gifts to the well-behaved. He is known mainly in the far north and eastern regions of France, in the south of Belgium, and in French-speaking Switzerland. This Whipping Father was said to bring a whip with him.
Of course.
For all of the naughty children who have misbehaved.
Of course. Yeah. What kind of whipping man would he be without a whip?
True. The most common depiction is of a man with a sinister face, dressed in dark robes, with a scraggly, unkempt head of hair and a long beard.
Oh, wow.
He is armed with a whip, a large stick, or bundles of switches. Some incarnations of the character have him wearing a wicker backpack in which children can be placed and then carried away.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Sometimes he merely carries a large bundle of sticks on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Often his face is darkened to varying degrees, and some say this is because of the soot in the chimneys that he goes down with St. Nicholas.
Now, the lady yesterday, she had the soot.
She went down the chimney, too.
Yeah, right. Santa Claus goes down the chimney, always pristine, though.
That's right.
Never soot on his
suit. That is
or
very
his white
true.
Trim. Yeah, he's good.
Further renderings of the character show him as being nearly identical to St. Nicholas or Santa Claus, but wearing instead a black suit instead of red.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
More formal.
So the most popular story about the origin of Le Père Fouettard was first told in the year 1150. So he's been around a while.
Yeah.
An innkeeper, or in other versions, a butcher, captures three boys who appear to be wealthy and on their way to enroll in a boarding school nearby.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Along with his wife, he kills the children in order to rob them. One gruesome version even tells that they cut them into pieces make them into a stew.
Sarah, come on.
Yeah, but St. Nicholas discovers the crime and he resurrects the children
and then
forces the butcher or innkeeper to become Le Père Fouettard as punishment for his crimes.
Okay.
Accompanying him forevermore.
What a weird, weird story.
Yeah,
and
a little
very
gruesome, violent.
Yeah, it's like a Dateline story.
Yeah. Terrible. But yeah.
All right.
In the 1930s, Le Père Fouettard even appeared here in the United States.
What?
Under the translated name Father Flog or Spanky.
Spanky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spanky.
Although almost identical to the original French personification, Father Flog had nothing to do with Christmas.
No.
And also had a female accomplice named Mother Flog.
Mother Flog.
Father and Mother Flog.
Oh, that's adorable.
And the two would dole out specific punishments for specific childhood crimes, just not necessarily at Christmas, just all the time, anytime, apparently.
Sure. Yeah. Well, 12 months.
Yes.
Gotta enforce it. All right.
Yes.
That's very good, Sarah.
Yeah.
Well, and then one more time, in French, it's
Le Père Fouettard.
Or Father Whipper.
Father Whipper or Old Man Whipper.
Or Old Man Whipper, right.
Yes.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with Old Man Whipper, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Christmas Time All Over the World.
Oh, sure.
By Sammy Davis Jr.
Wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.